Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I can't believe it. This is a story 50 years in the making, and we get to tell it here on Tech Vibe Radio. Audrey, I've been looking forward to this all year long.
He has been really looking forward to this.
It's 100%.
Are you looking forward to it?
Well, it depends. Depends what he's going to write.
And that is the voice of Dr. Giorgio Coralupi, the founder and CEO of CompuNetics. 50 years in business in 2018. I remember last year at this time, I was talking to some of your folks, Dr. C, and we called Dr. Coralupi Dr. C because that's how people often refer to you. And I was like, next year is 50 years. We got to do something big. Like, it's quite a feat to be 50 years in the technology business. As fast as it changes and to be here. So we're like, we're going to do a complete radio show. We've done magazine coverage. We want to celebrate you the entire year. So that's what we're doing here tonight.
But the point is not CompuNetics. The point is the whole movement which helped transform the city. That was important.
Absolutely.
There were other guys there. Persons.
There were other guys, which mostly they were guys, so you were correct, right?
Yeah, mostly guys.
They were mostly guys. But the story and the journey is one that we really want to unravel today.
Yeah, we're going to do some serious
and
deep dives.
So while
we were getting for lunch, for breakfast, 7:30 every morning at the PAA.
Yep.
Around the table, scratching our heads, what can we do to move
Exactly.
And you actually were at the onset of it.
Something happened.
It was magical.
Absolutely.
And it was, so let's go back. So let's just give everyone what the company is today, and then we're going to go right.
Yeah. And we also
what the company is today.
What it is today, exactly. So people can appreciate that.
And we also have Mike Hockenberry here as well, too, who's going to be providing some commentary. He's been with CompuNetics for about 30 years, right?
Just to position it. Somewhere in this hour, somebody should mention that we have about 600 employees.
Just 600? That's
amazing.
We
are not just a bragging little thing.
No, you guys.
Oh, we understand that.
We know. You're the real
deal.
We're not doing much bragging. It's by nature, I would say.
So, it's okay.
Absolutely.
But sometimes we had to help people visualize what we're talking about.
Of course.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
So let's just start with our listeners. Give them the backdrop about the company. What is CompuNetics?
What again?
The backdrop of the company. Just tell us about the company. Basic overview. What is CompuNetics?
It's a strange organization of people who have lots of goodwill, lots of intellectual curiosity, people who are mandated to be the best in the world in their business. If they're doing something and they don't do, who are not the best, let somebody else do it, some other company, some other organization. Pick the one thing where you can be the best and charge. And that stimulates most people who develop a strong sense of authorship for what they do. Because in most cases, there is something for which there is no other solution in the country. We are organized in a certain number of groups, all of human dimensions. In a sense, we don't have many layers of supervision on top of the supervisors or the supervisors.
Keep it pretty flat.
So we have some groups where the team pursues the same goals. The manager has a sense of what's happening, and there is some integration between sales activity and production activity. And we cover a fairly broad spectrum of activities, from manufacturing printed circuit boards,
right,
from assembly capabilities, from design, hardware design, from software design, from system definition and analysis, and from interaction to the customer, trying to figure out with them what is the best solution for their problems. This continuous exposure to no problems is what is very stimulative for the company.
Absolutely.
In our history, we have touched several unique situations. I think we have been the first one in the country who have patented unique switching networks, conferencing networks, broadcast networks.
Lots of firsts, which I think is
high reliability, fault-tolerant systems. Fault-tolerant systems, they don't have just a backup, just in case something fails. Fault-tolerant system keeps working if something fails.
For sure.
And that makes a difference. So we left a mark in these areas, and people in the company feel ownership and sense of pride of authorship.
Absolutely. So, Mike.
I was going to say what attracted me to Compunetics back when I was a young engineer was the idea of this high-tech company here in Pittsburgh, and I never would have thought that somebody in Pittsburgh was fabricating their own circuit boards, designing. That really attracted me to the company.
Very much so. I mean, you've been there for 30 years.
I have.
Obviously, they're doing something right, and you're being challenged every day and having a good time.
A lot of good experiences.
For sure.
So now, we're going to go back between the ages of the years of 1968 and 1985. And there were quite a few milestones and some breakthrough achievements. So take us back to 1968. Yeah. You had the first company home that was located
somewhere on Salzburg Road on the back of a...
We can just do a quick intro because we're going to go to break in a couple seconds. We can start with that when we get back.
Oh, do you want to?
Yeah,
do that?
Because we're going to break in a couple minutes. Just to let everyone know that tonight our show is all about Compunetics, based in Monroeville. 1968, they were founded by Dr. Giorgio Coralupi, who will be joining us all evening tonight, talking about the ups, the downs, the all-arounds, and the overall trajectory of the Pittsburgh tech scene and how Compunetics was part of that. And so we're excited. We have Mike Hockenberry with us as well, too, which I am really thrilled to get your perspective of being there for 30 years. I don't know, too much fun. We've been waiting all year to do this. So we're taking a quick break. We're coming right back. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
And we're from the Pittsburgh Technology Council, of which Dr. C is a board member. I think he's been a board member since the beginning.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
A very, very, very long time. And when we get back, we're going to start...
almost the very beginning.
The very beginning.
A few months.
Right. Just a few months
into 35 years.
35 years he's been on the board. So we get back, we're going to kind of start with a story beginning in 1968 when they founded the company, kind of ride it out from there. So
well, we were three when we started.
Exactly.
I found I had a younger engineer and a devoted technician.
I love it. And just the three of you got that started. So we're going to come right back with that story. Hang tight. This is Jonathan Kirstening.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about us at pghtech.org. So glad you can join us here for Tech Vibe Radio this Friday night. As you know, we are dedicating this entire show to the accomplishments of Compunetics, 50 years in business with Dr. Giorgio Coralupi, one of the foundational tech companies here in the Pittsburgh region, without a doubt. We have Mike Hockenberry with us, VP. Actually, Mike, we have a cool story you got to tell us. And we were just talking about this, you know, just between the break here, and Audrey was like, you got to tell this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So let's just set this up, because it has to do with 9/11 and a role that you guys played in that. So I'll let you take it from there. How about that?
Okay. So prior to 9/11, Compunetics had won a contract with the FAA to put a communication system in for their brand new command center, which was being built in Herndon, Virginia. This was to help control the nation's air traffic, the flow of air traffic. Prior to the existence of this entity within the FAA, planes would circle around airports. They would land based on who had the least amount of fuel. And so it was initially known as the Central Flow Control Facility.
Gotcha.
But it was the command center for the FAA. All the major towers tied into this location. And on the evening before 9/11, one of our program managers was down at the site working through the evening. That's when the nation's air traffic is the slowest, and they can relinquish parts of the system and allow us to do some work. And during the day, obviously, he would get his rest. And on 9/11... his wife called him and said, "Do you see what's happening? Do they need you over at the command center?" So he contacts the command center, and they said, "Yes, please come in." And that day, it was very difficult to get phone calls through just in general. But he managed to contact me and said, "Is there anything we can do to help?" He said, they're really struggling. They don't have the capacity down here to deal with this. And I had gotten in touch with Dr. C and explained the situation. And Dr. C said, "We will make course call capacity available. Tell them we'll clear the deck, whatever they need." And so through the coordination of our program manager at the command center, the folks at the command center, we made connections from that command center up to our location, our course call location, here in Pittsburgh. And for some period of time after that, during the ground stop, course call hosted 500 party Q&A phone calls as folks from around the world called in.
Right. And, you became this hub of communication to make people be able to talk.
Yes.
During this critical time.
Yes.
It's amazing.
And a couple months after that, we were hosting a meeting where a couple of the folks that were involved with that from the FAA were at our location, and they had certain names of course call operators that they had remembered from that day.
Right.
And the days after. And they asked if they could go meet with them. They wanted to thank them for all the help that they had provided. So,
What an impact.
Yeah.
And which I think our listeners need to know. So Chorus Call is a spinoff or a company created as part of this family of companies that actually, you know, I mean, when it comes to telecommunications and teleconferencing, you guys are at the top of this game.
So Chorus Call utilizes the technology of the systems that are designed and built by Compunetics, and they basically are a multifaceted conferencing service bureau, web conferencing, event conferencing.
You guys, your technology is used to host shareholder meetings. I'm talking like calls that cannot fail, right. conferences that cannot fail. You're the backbone for that. You make but it happen.
Another milestone was a system that we built for the Air Forces, which is the air defense system for the United States. We have 5 locations, one on the West Coast, one on the East Coast, one in Florida, one in Alaska, and one in the Hawaii. And through that system, which is manned by the Air Forces, we monitor all the traffic over the continental United States. And we are talking now with the Canadian Air Forces, who wants to expand the system to covering the Canadian airspace, so the whole continental North American continent right. will be covered in terms of monitoring the air traffic.
That's a 24/7 operation out of those battle commands.
Talk about responsibility. That's all I can say. That's a lot of lives on the line right there.
As far as Chorus Call, Mike mentioned Chorus Call. In effect, we started offering services to the general public.
Right.
Even because I'm convinced that you cannot sell a car if you don't know how to drive a car. So basically, you had to practice the user experience.
Right, that makes
and
so much sense.
We started doing that by offering our services. Right now, Chorus Call is a major component of the family of companies, Chorus Call, Compunetics. We have several locations throughout the world, Vancouver, São Paulo, Frankfurt, Lugano in Switzerland, Athens. We have...
Amazing. We want to go to the São
India,
Paulo office.
India, Australia, Japan. And each one of these, there are 12 centers. Each one is a medium to small center, not more than 10, 15 people.
Okay.
And each one, as I was saying, has human dimension. And the largest one, in terms of personnel, is India, where we have is one center with more than 50 people. And they are all connected through a network. So if there is an important phone call, which is comes here at 9 o'clock in the evening, claiming that it's very urgent, okay, and
right.
they need a conference 9 o'clock in the evening, mm-hmm. we answer the phone call from Australia, we organize for Australia.
Right.
Then when they are asleep, we answer for them.
So the sun never sets on Compunetics.
So everything using technology, Compunetics. And also the ability to adapt to strange foreign situation. When we opened an office in Johannesburg, somebody was telling me, "You're crazy. Because there is disorder, there
right,
is
yeah. a little bit of chaos kind of going
sort
on, right?
Thing. And I say, we're not afraid. And it's one of the most profitable centers
really?
We have.
That's awesome. What a story. I mean, we started off with their first government contract back in 1968 to having systems that all this air traffic across the entire North American continent is using. That is why Pittsburgh is so pumped about the fact that you guys,
so Jonathan,
50 years.
Now, if we total them all up between all these different centers and the headquarters in Pittsburgh, we have about 600 employees.
Amazing.
It is amazing because you think about earlier when we kicked this off, you went to Sears to buy chairs. And you actually asked your attorney to sit in as a warm body.
I love it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
A lot has changed.
So there's another little piece of history of the company that relates with our relationship with IBM Watson Research Center.
Okay.
And back in the day when IBM wanted to demonstrate their technology capabilities, they had a chess machine that was known as Deep Blue.
You know Deep Blue.
And every year they would host a competition with a chess master and test how well they could compete. And unbeknownst to a lot of folks, It was Compunetics that would design and build the circuit boards for the
backup. See, that's what I'm talking about.
We didn't know that. Yeah. How did we not know that?
I don't know, but now I know that.
I like a little bragging, Dr. C.
Yeah.
When they were, there was a game played by Kasparov, and I was invited to be part of their team.
Really?
And then they had a big party, and one of my contacts came by me and said, "Do you realize that you are the only person in this room which is not an IBM employee?"
Wow. That is so awesome.
That's so great.
So, so cool. We have more of these stories coming.
There's so many of them.
There's so many.
I mean, we're thinking we're doing a deep dive.
I know.
We're just touching the icing.
We need 2 more hours. But when we get back, we're going to talk about the future of the company a little bit and some couple other key accomplishments that really makes Pittsburgh super pumped and super proud that Compunetics and Chorus Call, because we have a manufacturer, we have a telecommunications company, and we have a conference call company all in one, making just great stuff happen here. And I just love putting a spotlight on it. I just think it's fantastic. So I'm encouraging everyone, keep your dial tuned right here. I've just got a ton of questions for Dr. C and Mr. Mike Hockenberry over there. And hey, learn more about the Tech Council. In case you don't know, Dr. Coralupi was one of the founding guys of the Pittsburgh Technology Council, board member for 35 years. Just saying. A little bit of history going on there. We love it. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Since 1983, we've been helping tech companies succeed. This is Jonathan Kirstening.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm so glad you are joining us for this Tech Vibe Radio, because it's not just Tech Vibe Radio tonight. It is a complete deep dive on all the great work of Compunetics over the past 50 years with its founder, Dr. Giorgio Coralupi, along with Mike Hockenberry, VP at Compunetics. So glad you guys could spend the evening with us. We're just so proud of what you guys have done, and we're so glad to have you on air. So, Audrey, before we left, we said we're going to start at the beginning, right?
Yeah, we're going to start in 1968. And we're going to talk about some milestones and some breakthrough achievements.
1968.
So, the first company Crazy. Home, the first place, I'm laughing, the first place was actually the back of a Dairy Queen in Penn Hills.
Yes, in Salzburg Road.
On Salzburg Road. I love it. That's so awesome.
And that's where we had the first visit by prospective customers.
So, like, give them a twisty cone.
We had submitted a proposal to the Navy for their anti-submarine warfare system. And they called me that they liked the proposal, but the price was too low. And I said, well, that
too
doesn't
low.
Matter. That is not important.
As he gives a thumbs
and
up.
They came to visit. And if in any day I had a long examination, that was it.
Okay.
From the beginning of the day to the end of the day, they drilled me continuously. But I had proposed exactly what they wanted in competition with enormous, gigantic companies. They let me know they were coming. I said, well, would you like me to pick you up at the airport? Oh, no, we come with the Navy aircraft to the Allegheny.
Wow, they actually fly their plane in. I love it.
And, okay. And I had to run to Sears and Roebuck to buy folding chairs because I didn't have enough, okay?
Very cool.
And then I asked my attorney, would you mind joining us? I said, but I'm not aware. He said, I need some warm bodies to show. And
So you have to.
He came down.
You have to look legitimate, right?
He came down, and after that test, they gave me the contract.
Wow!
Because it was exactly what they wanted. And the one thing I noticed in our relationship with most of the government customers is that any contract is a risk. It's a risk for them because if we fail, sometimes some vital program is delayed by a few years, the whole process.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's a risk for us because if the development costs are in excess of what we anticipate, then we are financially in trouble. So given this situation, the best thing is to establish some cooperation between us, the supplier, and them, the client. Because they want the product, we want to succeed, and that forces us to cooperation. So we don't spend our time picking each other's pockets. We try to get the thing done.
Right.
And that has been a secret. And you see, I remember the first review after the contract, the head honcho took me aside and says, how are we doing with progress payments? I asked him, you know, I didn't know much English, so that was an excuse. Could you please repeat? And he said, how are we doing with progress payments? I said, I don't know what they are.
What are these progress payments?
So they sent me, within a week, I received an amendment to the contract. It is in the best interest of the United States government to amend the contract to provide for equal monthly installment payments without the contractor making any request.
Wow.
Boom.
There's your cash flow,
so
right?
That kept us going for a while. But the problem is that they didn't even trust me with the ability to ask for money.
Exactly. But,
so after a while, they sent a fellow from DCAA, Defense Contract Administration Agency.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
They send a fellow to teach us how to keep the book and keep track of the invoices, all those kind of things. And then they send a guy from the Air Forces to teach us quality control. So in reality, there was a person which was irresponsible, which is myself, and was lucky. But sort of the system supported our work, and we were successful.
But many successful companies have
but
gotten...
But really, we were somehow supported, not in capital, we were supported in know-how, which we were lacking.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that was very helpful for us.
Sure.
And that established also, made me understand the kind of relationship which has, which is most productive in the relationship between customer and
right,
supplier.
Without a doubt.
So that's where you learned it.
Yeah.
That's where all of a sudden the light bulb went off.
I learned it on the reality of developing this this thing.
Right. So, Mike, when you hear
this thing was successful, was installed in Moffett Field, in Jacksonville, in Guam, in Sigonella, Italy.
That's so crazy.
In Reykjavik, in Iceland.
Reykjavik.
Wow.
Around the world.
Everywhere.
So, Mike, when you hear these types of stories...
So, that was the work of a few desperados.
No. And I have that written on my wall.
But it was the work of people who were committed, no matter what, to honor their commitment.
Make it happen.
You see, because there was the appreciation or the urgency for the client
right.
of what we were doing.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hear these early stories, and for you, Mike, it's got to be like, wow, like compared to how you're this huge company now, and that's what got this company started. That little kernel is what got this company moving forward.
The history with the government has been fantastic for the federal systems division because...
That's you, man. That's your division.
The structure of the company is still that way today
exactly.
in terms of the cost accounting system and things like that. And it makes our engagements with the government much, much easier.
Absolutely.
To have the origins of being a government contractor back in the day.
So you had all these opportunities, but what I didn't know, there's so much that I didn't know that I wanted to shout out. You developed the world's first full screen word processor.
Yeah, at that time,
I love it.
Was a screen
right.
with one line, and you were typing that line, you could edit, make sure there is no typos, something like that. When you're happy with the line, you hit the button and print that line as if it was an advanced
like a typewriter. Right.
At that time, we got a request from this company, which I knew because I had been working at Olivetti in Italy. And we convinced them that we could do not the line, but we make the whole page. And so they gave us a contract.
They gave the contract, and that became the first world word processing program. I mean, that's such an amazing fact.
They called it TCV 450. That was
okay.
The product which they threw onto the market. And there were very good requests. The only problem is that they were themselves in the middle of a financial crisis, which
absolutely
reflected on us.
For sure.
So after a while, we transferred this product
gotcha
to a company near Olivetti.
Love it. So we're coming. Yeah.
But was a very, again, was a challenge. Plus, you know, you could scroll the image. You could do a certain number of things that now everybody
they take it for granted. Exactly.
So for granted.
We are coming back, Dr. C. We're going to have more of these breakthroughs. We're going to talk about. We're taking a quick break first. We have Mike Hockenberry with us as well, too. Can't wait to learn more about these. I mean, first word processor, how cool.
Oh, that's amazing. I had no clue.
Love it.
So we are, if anyone wants to know who we're talking to, it's the founder of Compunetics,
absolutely,
Dr. Giorgio Coralupi, and we're going to be right back.
This is Jonathan Kirstening.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Tech Vibe Radio tonight, and we are talking to Compunetics, to Dr. Giorgio Coralupi, founder of Compunetics. 50 years ago, this company was founded to become one of Pittsburgh's top tech companies, here with Mike Hockenberry as well. Been there for 30 years as an engineer, VP now, leading up so many things there. And we just had way too much fun tonight, Audrey, talking about this. What do you think, Audrey?
Well, I think what's incredible is if we go back to 50 years and we heard about being, you know, having a little place inside of a Dairy Queen, having not enough chairs for people to sit on when you're entertaining your first potential customers, asking your attorney to make sure that there's a warm body in the room so that it looks like you really, you know, have something substantial. And then you sort of morph into, you know, not really having enough money, but someone says there must be something good inside of this. So you're $500,000, you know, negative cash flow, which would make most people have an ulcer, if not stop their company. And yet now we fast forward to 50 years and there's, you know, a significant embedding of the culture in terms of what is that culture. But then there's also these stories that continue to sort of serve as the underpinning of the work that you do. And I think if we get into, we talk about being an artist, we talk about that, you know, help the customer get promoted. I've heard you say that over the years, and it's something that sort of sticks with me, help other people get successful. But you've had this artist approach, and I'd like you to talk about it, because I think that's a whole paradigm that most, I've not heard it from any other company in terms of how they think about the work that they do.
Well, if I was a painter, I would produce some paintings. And I had to make a living, so I sell them. But after I sell them only to the people who know how to take care of them. Because I don't give them away for free. And they had to be positioned and located appropriately, because each one of those paintings would carry my signature as a painter.
Right.
The same is true for a company. Our products carry our signature because our products are a reflection of what we are. So we take care of even a customer who bought some equipment 10, 15 years ago, whenever we can, we go visit. We make sure they take care of our product. We don't want the product to collect dust. As a matter of fact, we do one thing which no other company does. We guarantee the product for their lifetime, for its lifetime. That means until it breaks down and is beyond the ability of being and receiving good maintenance, we take care of it. Basically, we keep in-house the institutional knowledge of what we were selling 30 years ago.
Wow.
And we're ready to jump in. So we never go to a customer and we say, from April 2020 this product is out of service, you had to buy something else. You never do that.
Right. So you bought something 10 years ago, you can get it serviced.
That gives that gives confidence to our customers.
How could it not?
That,
yeah.
And so
maybe they see the benefit for themselves, but they also develop attachment to our ability to provide a substitute to our product when the technology is obsolete, not when it stops working.
That's okay. An interesting thing, right? It's usually when it breaks.
That's the replacement motivation.
Mm-hmm. So you also have this philosophy about help the customer get promoted.
Yeah. So this is, we hear this, there's actually a lot of good stories from Dr. C that they get heard internally, but the help the customer get promoted is exactly how we should be engaging with our customer. The idea that engagement with us ultimately results in them being recognized by selecting a good company to do business with and have a successful program. So, we have seen many examples of that, actually happening.
But that should be the approach we have in any human relationship. The task of a manager is to breed people better than he or she is. That's the goal of the manager. The manager who keeps being the best in the crew is not a good manager. A manager who pushes down the people reporting to her, to him, is not a good manager.
Yeah, another saying that he has is to when we go to hire somebody, you should think that perhaps this person may be my boss.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sometimes when I interview somebody, I said, could this person develop to the point of becoming my boss? There's no chance. But then I don't want him.
Great, great.
It's so,
information.
Yeah.
I just love
it's
it.
Just so.
We need another hour,
yeah,
Audrey.
So,
come on, we're running out of time.
Okay, so wait, you have a favorite hat. What's that? About a favorite hat.
So this is when we take our favorite hat and we throw it over the wall.
Oh.
So this is another one of Dr. C's.
Tell us about this. Come on.
That's the style which is attributed to me sometimes.
Sometimes. I love it.
Throw it over the fence.
Okay.
And then work very, very hard to pick it up.
Right.
Because you threw it over the fence, now the fence blocks you. So now you had to really work very hard, which means give oneself some targets which are difficult to achieve and accept the challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Man, you're inspiring me, man. I'm going to go do good things now.
But that's also the way of selling. We're not selling commodities much. No, very little. But when you're selling with the customer, you're talking with the customer, you had to make the customer dream that he would do much better his job if he had a machine which does such and such. And that machine doesn't exist. And it happens that sometimes you get a contract to build a machine that we never built before.
It's like, ooh.
So that's... The whole of our reputation is hanging over our success in that endeavor. And that's risky, but so far we always met it, okay? And that's a very strong stimulus. So you have to be careful because you risk the last drop of your blood, But you have to be careful. But it's a really stimulative challenge for everybody in the organization.
Without a doubt.
And the task you put to everybody is that pick the one thing where you can be the best. If you don't think you can be the best at this, let somebody else do it. Maybe somebody from another company. It doesn't matter. But if you are doing this particular function, You should be the best at that.
I do want to point out that while we talked about some tough starts and tough times financially or whatnot, the company is very, very financially stable
today.
Absolutely,
you guys are, for sure.
And one of the other hallmarks of the corporation, we have very long employee retention.
Well, you've only been there for 30 years, and I heard there's folks that are there longer than you.
Yes, yes.
Oh, there are people longer than you.
Yeah.
In many cases, especially on the federal side,
right.
we are the entities that are carrying the story from the customer as they have new people that come through.
Right.
We're the ones that remember the history
for sure.
of their own organization.
So, Mike, what would you say has been the most rewarding thing about your tenure at Compunetics?
So, this is a...
Yeah, some of our clients, every 1 year, 2 years or so, they change, they reorganize the management. So eventually, we are the ones who know their business.
Right, right, right.
Incidentally, that retention is also helped by the fact that we have a fairly strong ESOP, Employee Stock Ownership Plan. Basically, the single largest stockholder of the company is the ESOP, which owns about 40%
really?
Of the company.
Wow, okay. Interesting.
The rest is owned by about 200 stockholders.
Gotcha.
But so there is an identification of the personal objectives with the company objectives. And that is some cement which
yeah.
helps. So we have some of our significant stockholders. They can be an inventory clerk or a person in the shop, etc. Some of them are significant stockholders because they have been with us since the early 70s.
Without a doubt.
So we are winding down, right? You have been an incredible person just for me to know in terms of running the Tech Council. You're not going to do any self-deprecating move on me yet. I am going to tell you that the work that you have done with the intention of what you have done has created the actual platform that this region actually stands on. And for that, and for your words, and for your wisdom, and for your demonstrativeness of what you do, has absolutely mattered. So, you know, people say, how did Pittsburgh become like this tech hub? How did it become, you know, sort of the, you know, a little bit of the darling in the new world? It is through this kind of leadership of someone who said, I don't have chairs, I'm going to Sears. I don't have an office, but I'll be in the back of a Dairy Queen. I'm helping the folks in 9/11. I'm having standards in terms of the work that I do for the people who work for me, because you have an uncanny ability for people to stay with you for longer than this gentleman who's here 30 years, for longer, in a time when most people are looking to change jobs and companies, maybe 18 months, every 18 months to 3 years. And it is that you've built the values for a company. We are having a chance to talk to Dr. Cora Lupi, who has founded a company 50 years ago, and with deep pride that I have, just for knowing the work that you've done and how you've touched the region and invested in others and invested in other startups, some who have failed and some who haven't. And you put your money where your mouth is. And that is pretty miraculous. So we have had a chance. We dedicated part of our issue of TEQ last month.
Full cover story.
To Dr. Cora Lupi and Compunetics.
And Made in PA as well, too.
And Made in PA. So we have lots of ways that we're telling the world this. We've got a pleasure to do a little bit of a deep dive with you. I say a little bit because I feel like a bunch of the story is not there. So if you want to know more about Dr. C, Compunetics, you can definitely easily find them.
Oh, yeah.
Just Google them. It's amazing.
Go to pghtech.org.
Get a chance to know the people who work in this company, for this company, and about this company, because it's a pleasure. So thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
A 30-year veteran who says he's not the only 30-year veteran there. There are people who have been there longer. Thank you. This is Audrey Russo.
This is Jonathan Kirsting. Learn more about the PGH Tech Council at pghtech.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.